have short-term and long-term goals. So although that was my initial goal, right, it's how do you get that stuff taken care of and create that freedom in your life to where you don't have the stress of, I got to go pay the bills. And then, you know, side by side, you know, my family, we've talked about what our long-term goals are and what's that look like for income goals? What's it look like for financial freedom goals? And for me, you know, it's almost scary to say it every time that I do it. It kind of puts me on notice that we're working towards something. But, you know, my goal is we tithe, right? We go to church and we tithe 10% of our income as the Bible calls us to do. And then we have giving over and above that into offerings and missions, and, you know, just the things that pull on your heart to give to. You know, and I met a guy a long time ago who he gave 90% of his income back out. And so that's our overreaching goal, is to be able to give 90% of what we have coming in. And that doesn't mean we want to live like paupers, but it does mean that we're going to have to create some significant income to be able to do that.